Gameplay Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill World Darts Championship podcast. We're going to look ahead to the second set of quarterfinals, which take place on Friday evening. But before we move on to those, let's just take a quick look back at Thursday evening's action. And defending champion Michael van Gerwen stormed into the semi-finals of the William Hill World Darts Championship. The world number one won 5-2 against Robert Thornton at London's Alexandra Palace. And van Gerwen told Dan Dawson he produced his best when it mattered most.
Yeah, when I needed to, I played really well, especially the first three sets. I played probably 1-9, 1-10 average, and I'm really happy with the performance. But at one point, Robert fired back really strong, and he deserves all the credits for that. I slipped a couple of moments, and I told myself I can do better than this. And the 170 on the end was a big relief, because otherwise I would put myself more in trouble, and you don't want to be in that position. And it was a big relief.
For the first time in this William Hill World Championship, you looked a little bit vulnerable. You had a dart to make it 3-all. Is that a wake-up or warning sign for you?
No, warning sign. I also had one dart to make it 4-0. 170 finish. And I missed that one. But that makes it even nicer to finish off the match with a 170. And that was the most important thing. Win the game. Doesn't matter how.
Is it good for you to come up against a stern examination like that, to make you play well as we enter the semi-finals now?
Hey, he made me play well, and there was a fantastic game, one of the best games of the tournament, and I needed to fight hard, and you always want to do even more, but I've got still a lot in the tank left, so I keep that for the next games.
Were you surprised the way that Bob did come back at you? Because other players would have crumbled there.
Not surprised, but I know what kind of fighter he is. We have the same management and things like that. So I'm not stupid. I know what he can. But I did it on the right moments. I won the game, and that's the thing that matters.
The defence of your William Hill World Championship title continues, Michael. It's going to be another Scotsman next. Any preference as to who you'd like out of these two?
I don't really care. Serious. Just one of them. I need to beat him anyway to be the world champion. And you need to believe in yourself and don't fear anyone. Just play your own game.
If it is Peter, do you think it gives you an advantage, of course, what happened 12 months ago?
Or maybe more pressure for him. You never know.
He'll now continue the defence of his William Hill World Championship title against Gary Anderson, who convincingly saw our fellow Scot Peter Wright 5-1. 11 180s for the reigning players' champion, whose resurgence this year was kick-started here 12 months ago by a deciding set defeat to van Gerwen, and the world number 4 thinks he's in a great position to dish out some payback.
Look, I'm up there to play. He's going to have to come out firing. You know, and it's simple as that. You know, I'm a big scorer myself. It's going to be who can take that double out with the last dart. The way I'm going, I don't feel like I'll miss with my last dart this time.
So that is one mouth-watering semi-final here, and another will be set up on Friday night when 16-time world champion Phil Taylor takes on Vincent van der Voort, and it's the clash of the Lakeside world champ and the Premier League winner when Stephen Bunting and Raymond van Barneveld collide. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
So there you go, Michael van Gerwen and Gary Anderson, the two winners on Thursday evening. Those two will meet in the semi-finals, of course, and we can take a look ahead to tonight's action to try and find out who will join them. And once again, Rod Harrington gives us his best bets in the latest edition of Rod's Odds, and he starts with Phil Taylor against Vincent van der Voort. It's 1-16 for the power, and van der Voort is 8-1. Let's hear who Rod likes this evening.
Well, Phil the Power Taylor takes on Vincent van der Voort, the big Dutchman, and I think Phil Taylor's going to win quite easy, but the markets for me in this one: Phil Taylor, 126.5 on the checkout, and van der Voort, 112.5, both at 5-6.
And the other quarterfinal taking place this evening is Stephen Bunting against Raymond van Barneveld. It's 4-7 for Bunting, 11-8 for Barney. Let's hear Rod's odds.
Reigning BDO world champion Stephen Bunting takes on the 5-time world champion Raymond van Barneveld. And this is going to be a close one. So the market I'm going for is over 30.5 legs in the whole of the match, 5-6. Also, have a look at the checkouts. Stephen Bunting, 126.5. Barney, 125.5. Both at 5-6. Worth a look.
So there you go. The thoughts of Rod Harrington on tonight's action. We'll find out the other semi-final lineup and set for another fantastic evening at the Ali Pali. You'll be able to hear all of the action with expert betting commentaries throughout the evening on William Hill's in-play radio. It's inplayradio.co.uk if you want to tune in, williamhill.com if you want to have a bet, and of course enjoy tonight's action at the William Hill World Darts Championship.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.